Chapter 114. Meaning mischief, up came the sun, steaming all over London, and in its glorious impartiality even condescending to make prismatic sparkles in the whiskers of Mr. Alfred Lammel as he sat at breakfast. In need of some brightening from without, was Mr. Alfred Lammel, for he had the air of being dull enough within, and looked grievously discontented. Mrs. Alfred Lammel faced her lord. The happy pair of swindlers, with the comfortable tie between them that each had swindled the other, sat moodily observant of the tablecloth. Things looked so gloomy in the breakfast room, albeit on the sunny side of Sackville Street, that any of the family tradespeople glancing through the blinds might have taken the hint to send in his account and press for it. But this, indeed, most of the family tradespeople had already done, without the hint. "It seems to me," apostrophe said Mrs. Lammel, "that you have had no money at all, ever since we have been married." Apostrophe, "what seems to you," apostrophe said Mr. Lammel, "to have been the case, may possibly have been the case. It doesn't matter." Apostrophe, "was it the speciality of Mr. and Mrs. Lammel, or does it ever obtain with other loving couples?" In these matrimonial dialogues they never addressed each other, but always some invisible presence that appeared to take a station about midway between them. Perhaps the skeleton in the cupboard comes out to be talked to on such domestic occasions? "I have never seen any money in the house," apostrophe said Mrs. Lammel to the skeleton, "except my own annuity. That I swear." Apostrophe, "you needn't take the trouble of swearing," apostrophe said Mr. Lammel to the skeleton. "Once more, it doesn't matter. You never turned your annuity to so good an account." Apostrophe, "good an account? In what way?" apostrophe asked Mrs. Lammel. "In the way of getting credit and living well," apostrophe said Mr. Lammel. Perhaps the skeleton laughed scornfully on being interested with this question and this answer. Certainly Mrs. Lammel did, and Mr. Lammel did. "And what is to happen next?" apostrophe apostrophe asked Mrs. Lammel of the skeleton. "Smash is to happen next," apostrophe said Mr. Lammel to the same authority. After this, Mrs. Lammel looked disdainfully at the skeleton, but without carrying the look onto Mr. Lammel, and drooped her eyes. After that, Mr. Lammel did exactly the same thing, and drooped his eyes. A servant then entering with toast, the skeleton retired into the closet, and shut itself up. "Sophronia," apostrophe said Mr. Lammel, when the servant had withdrawn. And then, very much louder, "Sophronia," apostrophe apostrophe, "well?" Apostrophe apostrophe, "attend to me, if you please." Apostrophe he eyed her sternly until she did attend, and then went on. "I want to take counsel with you. Come, come, no more trifling. You know our league and covenant. We are to work together for our joint interest, and you are as knowing a hand as I am. We shouldn't be together, if you were not. What's to be done? We are hemmed into a corner. What shall we do?" Apostrophe, "have you no scheme on foot that will bring in anything?" Apostrophe apostrophe, Mr. Lammel plunged into his whiskers for reflection, and came out hopeless. "No, as adventurers we are obliged to play rash games for chances of high winnings, and there has been a run of luck against us." Apostrophe, she was resuming, "have you nothing?" Apostrophe when he stopped her. "We, Sophronia. We. Apostrophe, "have we nothing to sell?" Apostrophe apostrophe, "deuce a bit. I have given a Jew a bill of sale on this furniture, and he could take it tomorrow, today, now. He would have taken it before now, I believe, but for Fledgeby." Apostrophe, "what has Fledgeby to do with him?" Apostrophe apostrophe, "knew him. Cautioned me against him, before I got into his claws. Couldn't persuade him then, in behalf of somebody else." Apostrophe, "do you mean that Fledgeby has at all softened him towards you?" Apostrophe apostrophe, "us, Sophronia. Us. Apostrophe, "towards us?" I mean, that the Jew has not yet done what he might have done, and that Fledgeby takes the credit of having got him to hold his hand. Apostrophe, do you believe Fledgeby? Sophronia, I never believe anybody. I never have, my dear, since I believed you. But it looks like it. Apostrophe, having given her this backhanded reminder of her mutinous observations to the skeleton, Mr. Lammel rose from table perhaps, the better to conceal a smile, and a white dint or two about his nose, and took a turn on the carpet, and came to the hearthrug. If we could have packed the brood off with Georgina, but however, that's spilled milk. Apostrophe, as Lammel, standing gathering up the skirts of his dressing gown with his back to the fire, said this, looking down at his wife. She turned pale, and looked down at the ground. With a sense of disloyalty upon her, and perhaps with a sense of personal danger, for she was afraid of him, even afraid of his hand and afraid of his foot, though he had never done her violence, she hastened to put herself right in his eyes. If we could borrow money, Alfred apostrophe, beg money, borrow money, or steal money. It would be all one to us, Sophronia, apostrophe, her husband struck in. Apostrophe then, we could weather this? Apostrophe, no doubt. To offer another original and undeniable remark, Sophronia, two, and two make four. Apostrophe, but, seeing that she was turning something in her mind, he gathered up the skirts of his dressing gown again, and, tucking them under one arm, and collecting his ample whiskers in his other hand, kept his eye upon her, silently. It is natural, Alfred, apostrophe she said, looking up with some timidity into his face, to think in such an emergency of the richest people we know, and the simplest. Apostrophe, just so, Sophronia. Apostrophe, the boffins. Apostrophe, just so, Sophronia. Apostrophe, is there nothing to be done with them? Apostrophe, what is there to be done with them, Sophronia? Apostrophe, she cast about in her thoughts again, and he kept his eye upon her as before. Of course I have repeatedly thought of the boffins, Sophronia, apostrophe he resumed, after a fruitless silence, but I have seen my way to nothing. They are well guarded. That infernal secretary stands between them, and people of merit. Apostrophe, if he could be got rid of? Apostrophe, said she, brightening a little, after more casting about. Take time, Sophronia, apostrophe observed her watchful husband, in a patronizing manner. If working him out of the way, could be presented in the light of a service to Mr. Boffin? Apostrophe, take time, Sophronia. Apostrophe, we have remarked lately, Alfred, that the old man is turning very suspicious and distrustful. Apostrophe, miserly too, my dear, which is far the most unpromising for us. Nevertheless, take time, Sophronia, take time. Apostrophe, she took time and then said, suppose we should address ourselves to that tendency in him, of which we have made ourselves quite sure. Suppose my conscience apostrophe, and we know what a conscience it is, my soul. Yes? Apostrophe, suppose my conscience should not allow me to keep to myself any longer what that upstart girl told me of the secretaries, having made a declaration to her. Suppose my conscience should oblige me to repeat it to Mr. Boffin. Apostrophe, I rather like that, apostrophe said Lammel. Suppose I so repeated it to Mr. Boffin, as to insinuate, that my sensitive delicacy and honor apostrophe, very good words, Sophronia. Apostrophe as to insinuate, that our sensitive delicacy and honor, apostrophe she resumed, with a bitter stress upon the phrase, would not allow us to be silent parties to so mercenary, and designing a speculation on the secretary's part, and so gross a breach of faith towards his confiding employer. Suppose I had imparted my virtuous uneasiness to my excellent husband, and he had said, in his integrity, Sophronia, you must immediately disclose this to Mr. Boffin. apostrophe, once more, Sophronia, apostrophe, observed Lammel, changing the leg on which he stood. I rather like that. Apostrophe, you remark that he is well guarded, apostrophe, she pursued. I think so too. But if this should lead to his discharging his secretary, there would be a weak place made. Apostrophe, go on expounding, Sophronia. I begin to like this very much. Apostrophe, having, in our unimpeachable rectitude, done him the service of opening his eyes to the treachery of the person he trusted, we shall have established a claim upon him, and a confidence with him. Whether it can be made much of, or little of, we must wait, because we can't help but to see. Probably we shall make the most of it that is to be made. Apostrophe, probably, apostrophe, said Lammy. Do you think it impossible, apostrophe, she asked, in the same cold plodding way, that you might replace the secretary? Apostrophe, apostrophe, not impossible, Sophronia. It might be brought about. At any rate it might be skillfully led up to. Apostrophe, she nodded her understanding of the hint, as she looked at the fire. Mr. Lammel, apostrophe, she said, musingly. Not without a slight ironical touch. Mr. Lammel would be so delighted to do anything in his power. Mr. Lammel, himself a man of business as well as a capitalist. Mr. Lammel, accustomed to be interested with the most delicate affairs. Mr. Lammel, who has managed my own little fortune so admirably, but who, to be sure, began to make his reputation with the advantage of being a man of property, above temptation, and beyond suspicion. Apostrophe, Mr. Lammel smiled, and even patted her on the head. In his sinister relish of the scheme, as he stood above her, making it the subject of his cogitations, he seemed to have twice as much nose on his face as he had ever had in his life. He stood pondering, and she sat looking at the moldy fire without moving, for some time. But, the moment he began to speak again she looked up with a wince and attended to him, as if that double dealing of hers had been in her mind, and the fear were revived in her of his hand or his foot. It appears to me, Sophronia, that you have omitted one branch of the subject. Perhaps not, for women understand women. We might oust the girl herself? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mrs. Lammel shook her head. She has an immensely strong hold upon them both, Alfred. Not to be compared with that of a paid secretary. But the dear child, apostrophe, said Lammel, with a crooked smile, ought to have been open with her benefactor and benefactress. The darling love ought to have reposed unbounded confidence in her benefactor and benefactress. Apostrophe, Sophronia shook her head again. Well, women understand women, apostrophe, said her husband, rather disappointed. I don't press it. It might be the making of our fortune, to make a clean sweep of them both. With me to manage the property, and my wife to manage the people you. Apostrophe, apostrophe, again shaking her head, she returned. They will never quarrel with the girl. They will never punish the girl. We must accept the girl, rely upon it. Apostrophe, well. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Lammel, shrugging his shoulders, so be it. Only always remember that we don't want her. Apostrophe, now, the sole remaining question is, apostrophe, said Mrs. Lammel, when shall I begin? Apostrophe, apostrophe, you cannot begin too soon, Sophronia. As I have told you, the condition of our affairs is desperate, and may be blown upon at any moment. Apostrophe, I must secure Mr. Boffin alone, Alfred. If his wife was present, she would throw oil upon the waters. I know I should fail to move him to an angry outburst, if his wife was there. And as to the girl herself, as I am going to betray her confidence, she is equally out of the question. Apostrophe, it wouldn't do to write for an appointment? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Lammel. No, certainly not. They would wonder among themselves why I wrote, and I want to have him wholly unprepared. Apostrophe, call, and ask to see him alone? Apostrophe, apostrophe, suggested Lammel. I would rather not do that either. Leave it to me. Spare me a little carriage for today, and for tomorrow if I don't succeed today, and I lie in wait for him. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.